On today's episode of 23's The Mic, we recap the Thursday night football game between the Panthers and the Texans. We'll preview the Bears, Browns, and all of the Week 3 matchups and give our picks. And we'll get you ready and prepped for this weekend. Without further ado, let's get into it. What's up, everybody? Welcome to 23's The Mic. It is Friday, September 24th. You can find us at 23's The Mic on Instagram, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. We will be streaming there. It's a sunny Friday back to the 70s here in Chicago, which is nice. We've had a couple days of low 60s getting ready for that fall weather. I'm personally not ready for it. I got those changing season allergies, not the prettiest, but it is that time of year, unfortunately, where we do say goodbye to the warm summer weather, the sun out, the warmth, and the beaches and what have you. But we say hello to like fall activities, if you're into that, pumpkin spice and whatnot, and all that good stuff going on. It's week three, and I feel like the first two weeks have pretty much gone by really, really fast. Just like in a blink of an eye, I feel like we were watching Tampa Bay in Dallas to start the season. Yesterday we had a little barn burner. I'm being facetious. The Carolina Panthers took on the Texans in Houston, and this was a really, really boring game. The Panthers won this game 24-9. Sam Darnold went 23 for 34 for 304 yards and two rushing touchdowns. Big noteworthy news for you fantasy people. Christian McCaffrey exited this game with a hamstring injury, and it's reported by Ian Rappaport that he's expected to miss a couple weeks, few weeks. He is not being put on the IR, but Chuba Hubbard is going to start in his place, so that is huge. Chuba Hubbard, number one waiver wire of the year, pickup of the year so far, definitely. Also, J.C. Horn, the star rookie corner of the Panthers, he broke bones in his foot and is expected to miss about 2 to 3 months, which is quite significant, especially for the surging Panthers defense that has played lights out pretty much and has been 3-0 to start the year. Now, they've only played the Jets, who did they play last week? The Saints and the Texans, so not like a bunch of, you know, stalwart teams. But their defense played good yesterday against rookie quarterback Davis Mills, who had 168 yards and a touchdown. Davis is such a white, posh, rich kid, private school first name, I feel like Davis. You never hear Davis just like on the street. Davis is always like in some, you know, rich area or something like that. But I digress. So that was the story with yesterday's game. Not a lot of news to go through this week, I don't think. Odell Beckham is going to be coming back against the Bears, and we might as well just jump right into it. This is an interesting matchup between the Bears and Browns, the two teams that I talk about the most on the show, really, with Baker's Browns and then our hometown Chicago Bears. There are so many storylines in this game. Odell's return is one. Justin Fields, his first career start in this game. The Bears rushing attack of David Montgomery and Justin Fields read option game against Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney. Allen Robinson versus Denzel Ward and John Johnson. Baker Mayfield versus this Bears defense, who got three interceptions on three consecutive passes against Joe Burrow and the Bengals last week. Will they step up and do the same against a much, much better Browns defense? Can they get pressure against this great offensive line for the Cleveland Browns? Will Nick Chubb and one of the best rushing attacks in the game today with Kareem Hunt along his side run all over the Bears defense? The Browns do have a game plan. It's run the ball, Baker pass 20 to 25 times. Baker Mayfield currently leads the NFL in completion percentage. He has 81.6% completion percentage on the year. And against a Bears secondary that is vulnerable, I don't see any of that changing. The only thing is he doesn't have his weapons. Jarvis Landry got injured last week in the first quarter of the Texans game, and he is ruled out with an MCL sprain. He'll probably miss about a month or two. So Odell Beckham makes his return, and he will be probably facing off against Jalen Johnson. That's going to be a fun matchup to see with Eddie Jackson over the top. And Anthony Schwartz, who is a burner, will be a mainstay in this game. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I'm really excited for this game. I'm actually going to this game this weekend. So we will have live coverage on 23's The Mic for you, and it'll be lit. The final score for me, I think that the Browns will take this one, even though they did get to a sluggish start, and I think this is a great upset opportunity, especially if Justin Fields is able to, you know, do his thing. But when we're talking about the debut of Justin Fields, we also have to talk about his play caller, Matt Nagy. Do we trust Matt Nagy to get Justin Fields in the right spots after last week? He went 6-for-13 with a terrible interception. I don't see that happening in the first week. I don't think it's going to be, you know, rainbows and sunshines. It could be. With Justin Fields' talent, he definitely is capable of making something like that happen. So we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, I think Cleveland takes this one. And I think Justin Fields, you know, just grooves into the offense a little more. I think he has to build a chemistry with A-Rob and with Mooney. But other than that, this team is, you know, it's not, especially on the wide receiver side of the ball, there's no depth here on the Bears, which is unfortunate because you have guys like Mooney and Robinson that can kind of, Mooney's like a field stretcher. Robinson kind of is that possession receiver, that target red zone receiver, but there should be more to go around for this team. And without that, and without the presence of a great defense, we have a good defense. I think this defense is going to be middle of the pack. A great defense. It's going to be difficult. The offense is going to have to carry some weight. This isn't last year where the defense is able to hold up the entire time, especially with the schedule that these guys have to face. It's going to be difficult with, you know, they have to face the entire AFC North. They got to go to the NFC West. Bears have a tough schedule. So beyond that, though, one of the untested probably portions of this game is the Cleveland Browns rush defense. David Montgomery, by far the most capable back they faced this year. They played the Chiefs and they played the Texans. Now, the Chiefs don't run the ball, and the Texans are the Texans. So in the numbers don't really tell a story here because the Cleveland Browns rush defense is like top five numbers-wise in terms of yards allowed. However, that's not really the case because their defense has been gashed through the pass, and also the rushing attempts haven't been there because they've been up. But with David Montgomery, a formidable runner, it's going to be crazy for me to see this offensive line of the Bears. Can they hold up? Can they hold up because they weren't able to last week against the Bengals? Can they hold up and play well? And you know, push around Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney, and those boys. And I think that's, again, where Cleveland does have an advantage. I think Cleveland's biggest advantage, where their defense hasn't shown up yet, I think they will be incentivized and motivated to step up on the defensive side of the ball because they haven't all year. They had so much hype coming into the year with all their acquisitions. Troy Hill, John Johnson, you know, Greedy Williams, Grant Delpit, they're back. Cleveland's been missing these boys for so long after drafting them 2 years and a year ago. They're back. Grant Delpit had a crazy hit on Davis Mills last week. So they have dogs on the defensive side of the ball for the first time in quite some time. And then other than that, you also have Owusu-Koramoah, the second-round pick that you have to worry about if you're the Bears. This offensive line with so many pieces missing, with so many guys injured, Tevin Jenkins and Larry Borum both on the shelf already. It's gonna be tough. You know, we gotta wait and see what they want to do here. And then Justin Fields, like, let's see what the rookie has. I'm really excited to see like a whole week's worth of practice with the ones. Andy Dalton officially ruled out. Justin Fields getting the start. Whole week's worth of practice. Let's see what Justin Fields has to offer. It's gonna be great because of the fact that we've seen Tyrod Taylor. First, Tyrod Taylor is the most important one. Tyrod Taylor has been able to abuse the secondary that is abusable. Patrick Mahomes, obviously, we saw in week one, the comeback victory. He did the same thing. So let's see what this rookie has in the tank. But at the end of the day, I still think the Browns are the better team and that they'll take this game. For the rest of the league, you have the Colts Titans. I have the Titans in that. However, we are getting some news that Carson Wentz might come back and play. If he does, I like the Colts. Especially with the spread, you know. Because Carson Wentz, I think he changes things. Like, he is quite the game changer. And last week he built a really good connection with what's his name, Michael Pittman Jr. And I think if he plays again, we'll see that more in through fruition this week. Okay, so we have Colts Titans. We have the spread in this one is Tennessee by 5.5. Again, take the Colts if Carson Wentz does play. Falcons and Giants. I like the Giants in this. It's Giants minus 3. Take the points. And Giants, Chargers, Chiefs. I like the Chiefs to bounce back from that fumble by Clyde Edwards-Helaire and come back and win this game. Steelers, Bengals. I like the Bengals. Browns, I saw it. Browns are what? A 7.5-point favorite. I think I like the Bears with the points there, but I like the Browns to win the game. Ravens and Lions. I like the Ravens. Saints and Patriots. I like the Saints in this game. Cardinals and Jags. I like the Cardinals. Washington and the Bills. Take the Bills. Broncos and the Jets. Broncos go to 3-0 on the year. Raiders and Dolphins with no Tua. I like the Raiders. And here's a spot where I feel like the Raiders could potentially fall off. They could drop the ball here. Seahawks and Vikings. Let's see how big of a favorite the Raiders are. There is only 3.5-point favorites, so not enough for me to take the Dolphins for the cover, but I like the Raiders. But I like the Dolphins' chances of maybe a potential upset here. Seahawks and Vikings, I like the Seahawks. The Buccaneers and Rams, I like the Rams to take the upset in here. They're at home. Brady, when it gets darker, he's older. He doesn't play as well. Last year, we saw it a bunch of times on primetime, Monday night, Sunday night. I think the Rams will take this. Packers and 49ers. I like the Packers. That's the Sunday night game. So Rams are going to be playing at home during the 3 o'clock hour. I still like the Rams. Eagles and the Cowboys. I will take the Cowboys because I think the Cowboys are impressive. And the Eagles just lost Brandon Graham. And they lost one of their offensive linemen. So that's unfortunate for them. But it is what it is. So those are the week 3 picks. Let's see how we do. We went 9-7 last week. It'll be cool to see. We just got DeAndre Hopkins is a game time decision. Wow, he's a rib injury. That's not good. I have DeAndre Hopkins in fantasy. So, other than that, you know, it's going to be a good weekend. College football slate. Nothing crazy in terms of the matchups really per se. But the week 3 games are a fun little matchups we got for us. And then look for the Monday night game, which was that Cowboys and Eagles game. That's going to be a barn burner, I feel, because of those defenses and the prowess that is in the quarterback position. We have West Virginia and Oklahoma, Southern Miss, Alabama, Akron, Ohio State. CJ Stroud's actually not playing in this game, only reserved in an emergency role. Georgia, Vanderbilt, Texas A&M, and Arkansas. I like Texas A&M, that one. Nothing really crazy in terms of the CFB slate. But, yeah, you find all of our picks and any updates on at 23 is a mic on Instagram. Follow us there as well. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. And we will see you guys next Tuesday for the week 3 recap. Appreciate you guys. This is Nadim signing off. 23 is a mic. We'll see you next week.